What's up, family? Today is January the 13th, 2024. This is episode number 304 on Rennell's Food for Thought Pod Radio Cast, brought to you by Rennell's Real Talk Media Network. Brothers and sisters, you know, it is so disturbing when you look at the type of behavior that goes on in the entertainment field to the point where homosexuality is just constantly being brought up nowadays. It's not like it's never happened before, but with social media blossoming all over the world, it's just like homosexuality is being the forefront that steers people who want to go into these entertainment fields and make millions and tens of millions of dollars and be popular and famous all over the world. There's acts that have to be performed in order to make it to that level. See, integrity does not really exist anymore. People care more about money than integrity themselves, really. Anytime you're willing to go and do strange things for money, what does that say about you? And see, the biggest attack is on black men, especially black young men. It's either bend over or game is over. Bend over or game is over. I'm pretty sure a lot of you have seen the Cat Williams interview with Shannon Sharp on Club Shay Shay, now trending at about 46 million views, not to mention the other views from people who constantly chop up the interview and put on their own interpretation of what's actually being said. But the sad thing about all of this is still black men, young, with other black men who are so-called powers that be, are turning our young men and boys into doing homosexual acts. I can't say turning them into homosexuals, but if you do a homosexual act, you're not too far from turning into a homosexual, depending on who is judging you and who is mentoring you. See, the big thing has always been to put a black man in a dress, especially a up and coming black man, throw him in a dress, put him on television, and then say it's a funny part. People will laugh. I remember Dave Chappelle once said, you know, if it's been done by the great, so why do I have to do it? Which was a point. And the movie that he was talking about, remember it well, what was it? It was a movie with Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence had played a police officer, a fake police officer. I remember the movie. I can't think of the name. Blue Stream or Stream, whatever it is. Anyway, that's the movie Dave Chappelle and Martin Lawrence was in when they wanted, apparently they wanted Dave Chappelle to wear a dress, and he told him he ain't wearing no dress. See, sometimes when you stand up to these people and let them know, hey, I am against wearing a dress. I'm a man. This is a comic. I'm not putting on a dress. See, morality has taken place. When you just go along to get along, it says, okay, I'm going to do it. It don't matter. Hey, I know who I am. Yeah. But still, young boys that admire these young men that come up and put on these type of outfits, they don't understand, why is so-and-so wearing a dress? It's like back in the day, when Patrick Swayze, another guy I can't think of, and Wesley Snipes. They were in a movie. And Patrick Swayze was wearing a dress. But here you have Wesley Snipes, who done played in badass, kick-ass movies. And now you got him playing in a dress, or wearing a dress. You know, Wesley Snipes was the Blade, and now he's wearing a dress. He was Sugar Hill, and now he's wearing a dress. He was Nino Brown, and now he's wearing a dress. See, young men admire these brothers, and they see him in a dress, and it don't do nothing but confuse them. But in order for you to make money, you have to compromise your integrity. Sometimes you have to compromise your soul and act like you never really had a soul. And then the biggest thing comes, well, it doesn't really matter because, you know, I am protecting, no, I am setting up my family for generational wealth. When integrity is no longer part of your soul, then you're free to pretty much do anything. And usually you will. You will sell out your own brothers and sisters, whether it be the rainbow of brother and sisters, or whether it just be your brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, selling out your soul for money. This is the type of people we have become, we are becoming. In saying that, look at our poor sister Taraji. She can't even, and Fantasia, and some of the other beautiful sisters who played in the movie Color Purple. Apparently, they're not being compensated the way they are or should be being compensated. But see, when you sell your soul to the devil for a dollar, it doesn't matter. Because see, you could always be taken off of the ladder when people feel like it. Look at our brother, Jonathan Majors. The brother was on his way as the king, and now he's doing interviews on how sorry he was. Brother, you're supposed to think of those things before you go out there and entertain with people you're not familiar with. But this just goes to show you, you could sell your soul to the devil, but when he's ready to take you off the ladder, he takes you off the ladder and puts you right back down in the barrel with the rest of the crabs. Because see, sometimes integrity, it takes a long time. It may take a long time to build, I should say. But Dave Chappelle and Cat Williams have been blackballed, but they have bounced back. Sometimes you have to be able to stand your ground. The true hero is the man who stands his ground and don't compromise his soul for some cash. Compromising your soul for cash, where does it leave you? Where does that really leave you? These things will follow you forever. But a lot of people don't care because, like I say, they have compromised their soul, and money is more important than their soul, as well as their integrity. And most important, self-respect. You know, money is important because we all need it to pay bills and to purchase whatever items we want to purchase. But how important are these items that you have to purchase to the point where you will sell your soul, compromise your soul and your integrity for more money? You have to start paying attention to these things because these are things that are not going to quit. These are things that are going to continue to happen. And if people don't understand that and see that, they will always believe that black men are homosexuals because that's the title that they try to pin on black men. They try to strip you of your dignity as well as your humanity by offering you money. But this is not just in the entertainment business. This is pretty much all over. You have people in politics who go out there and sell their soul just to say, I am a mayor or a senator. And it's for the people, which it never really is for the people. But that is the story that is always given. It's for the people. And then the people that are so-called telling you, I'm for you, they never do the things that they have promised. Why? They have no self-respect, nor do they have integrity about themselves. It's all about fame and fortune. And that's what it's all about. When we see our little sisters, young and old, shaking their ass on social media just to get some coins or get somebody who is supposed to be some type of fictional character, sisters like to say, well, I'm looking for a high volume man. One, you're not a high volume woman if you're shaking your ass and you're out there looking for someone to take care of you. You're not a high volume man. First of all, men are high volume, no matter how you want to put it. But we label in this society that, a high volume man is a man who makes a lot of money. No matter what his lifestyle may be, as long as he makes a lot of money, he's a high volume man, which is a lie. But these are the lies that pretty much dominate American culture and society. And females want these so-called type of men. Not understanding, a man who has certain means does not want you. He may want you for pleasure, but he is not going to take you home to meet his mother. He will have fun with you, buy you and take you because he knows what you want. You want to be able to go to restaurants and eat nice food. The so-called supposed to be nice food. It costs a lot of money and you barely get full. But see, this is what females want today. Why? Because they want to feel important. They have very little self-esteem about themselves when they do these type of things. Get on talk shows and beg men to want to be with them. That is very sad. It is really sad. You want a man to do all these things, but you bring very little to nothing to the table of a man who is so-called high volume. It is no such thing as a high volume man. There is a man. See, we are a country that lives on titles. So titles always seem like they're very important. You have pastors who are so-called prominent in their communities and in the world of being a pastor. See, these are things where people are selling their souls for what? The dollar. Bend over or the game is over. This is what is going on. Millions and millions of dollars will be taken up tomorrow on Sunday. So people can get a motivational speech and feel that they receive something. And only thing they're doing is bending over and the game is over. Everybody wants something, but no one is giving nothing. But very little, if that. Bend over or the game is over. Pastors, the so-called prominent pastor of the Potter's House, Mr. Jakes, is now involved with a bunch of crazy scandals. See, anytime you dodge a question, you're supposed to be a true man of God, and you dodge the question of homosexuality, and you don't give the truth about homosexuality, chances are you're saying something that people are not catching on. Because if you can't talk about sin, then basically, why are you calling yourself a leader in the pastoral community? But this is where we are nowadays. People don't care. Why? Because they know people just want something to be able to say, I follow that prominent person. And one day that prominent person will probably take me, show me, or lead me to being a prominent and successful person such as he is. That is the consensus of today. It's very sad. You take the church, bad. Entertainment, bad. And see, these are entities that we go and we worship. And see, brothers and sisters, black brothers and sisters, worship name brand people to the hilt, whether it be a pastor, whether it be an athlete, whether it be an entertainer. They worship name brand people. And the reason why they worship name brand people, because black people are still trying to find a identity for themselves. See, when you know who you are, you do not have to go and worship these people. You understand selling your soul to the devil for some trinkets and 20 pieces of silver just so you could be famous is not the way to go. Because see, what people do not tell you, over the years, you will suffer a bunch of mental issues that people rarely, if any, talk about. Because that's exactly what you're going to suffer. You're going to do all these things. You take porn stars, they go out there and give up their little cooch. And years down the road, they're usually drugged out or they are suffering from some type of mental issues. But this is what people do for money and fame. And in the end, you still ain't famous. Or you famous as a quack. You're not famous in the terms of being famous in the way that you want. Because why? You bent over, but the game is over. Because everybody that bends over is not going to be famous. It takes some type of talent. And if you don't have it, you will bend over, but you still won't be famous. Because regardless of bending over and the game is over anyway. Especially when it comes down to your soul, your integrity, and you and your self-respect. People give away self-respect nowadays because it's not really important. It's just a word. Self-respect. That's all it is. It's a word. Because integrity does not filter or factor in the decision on how people go about treating themselves with a lack of self-respect, integrity. But hey, if you live in a world where it's only dominated by people who wish money and will sell their souls, will sell you out and do anything for it, you have to be very careful. This message is a message to be very careful, be aware, and always understand people will always sell you out because people do not have integrity like they once did. It is a very, very sad, situation because the commodity of integrity is just blowing away with the wind. That's where it's going. It's just blowing away with the end. I'm sorry, with the wind. Brothers and sisters, I would say please keep your self respect. Yourself is the only thing you have is yourself. Why give it away or sell it for 20 pieces of silver? And then for the rest of your life, you are embarrassed. Or shamed for the way you treated your own body just for 20 pieces of silver. But if that's what makes you happy, by all means, please sell your sold for 20 pieces of silver. God is watching and knows all. And always remember, brothers and sisters, fool's gold does not last very long. But a lot of you don't care because you just want that fool's gold now. What is it? Give me my heaven while I'm on earth. And I'll worry about heaven if I get there when I pass on. And a lot of people want their heaven now while they're on earth. And it means to sacrifice their anus, then that's what they're going to do. Sad, but true. Pastors will continue to preach motivational speeches instead of really giving you the true word. Brother Geno Jennings is a brother who gives you the true word. He gives you straight from the Bible. Brothers and sisters, enjoy. Try to hold on to your integrity or don't. Peace out.